Interior Reconsidering Approval of Two OSW Projects, written by John Crop Lee, and read by an automated voice. Another offshore wind project is facing a potentially crippling threat from the Trump administration. In an August 29 filing in federal court in Washington, D.C., the Department of the Interior said it intends to reconsider its approval of the construction and operations plan for South Coast Wind off the New England coast. Interior said the same thing in an August 22 filing in federal court in Delaware about the U.S. wind projects off the Maryland coast. Both cases involve attempts by wind power opponents to overturn Interior's approval of the projects. Interior argued in its motions that since it plans to reconsider its approval, the cases should be paused, as they might soon become moot. On September 1, South Coast replied with a motion opposing Interior's request. Federal defendants' failure to show good cause is further exemplified by their lack of diligence in moving this litigation forward, which is indicative of a pattern of unreasonable delays designed to further the political agenda of the current administration, South Coast's attorneys wrote. This delay and the forthcoming request for remand are simply pretext for the unabashed desire of the president to eliminate all offshore wind projects from existence regardless of their impacts. 11 offshore wind projects have been approved in U.S. waters. South Fork Wind, Ocean Wind, Coastal Virginia, Empire, Revolution, Sunrise and Vineyard 1, and Atlantic Shores, New England Wind, South Coast and U.S. Wind. While many projects date back to the first Trump administration, all the records of decision came during the Biden administration. There were no rejections. Interior's Bureau of Ocean Energy Management announced South Coast's record of decision December 20 and approved its construction and approval plan January 17, the last business day before President Donald Trump returned to office. On the campaign trail, Trump had vowed to halt construction of offshore wind generation, and he and his administration have taken extensive steps to accomplish that since he returned to office January 20. Along with many actions to block future development, a few moves have targeted existing projects. EPA revoked an air permit for Atlantic Shores, blocking whatever chance it had of starting construction. Revolution, which is 80% complete, is sidelined by a recent stop work order. Empire was the target of a stop work order that lasted several weeks this spring. And now South Coast and U.S. Wind's Marwin and Momentum are facing potential reversals of their construction and operations permits. Numerous other projects at earlier stages of development are on indefinite pause, due either to hostile federal policies or spooked investors.